Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac here. Neil is on a very important call. I'm assuming that's something just of this total personal urgency that you're on the phone with right now, getting into the Almanac.
I thought you had one more spot there.
Was it an emergency?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when it's golf, it's an emergency.
Oh, it had something to do with golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Almanac today, we have a salute to do.
You call me Mom?
Yes, Wally.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. That's a very pretty dress.
Thank you.
We lost Eddie Haskell yesterday.
One of the greats.
He was Ken Osmond. He was perfect. I mean, I think everybody should treat everybody with some insincere flattery today in honor of Eddie Haskell.
He perfected it.
Here's another one.
My, that's a lovely double cheeseburger you're eating, Mrs. Cleaver.
Thank you, Eddie.
Together with
Eddie Haskell. Part of a McDonald's commercial. How about that?
Oh, wow.
He was Eddie Haskell. You know, he became a police officer.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles. Longtime police officer after the old Leave It to Beaver. And then it was it Leave It to Beaver again? Or there was a new one.
Right.
The new Leave It to Beaver. I can't remember what they called it, but right. Leave It to Beaver forever. But Ken Osmond passing away.
How old was he? 70?
He was 76. He died at his L.A. home. Oh, St. Peter, you're wearing a lovely flowing robe today. You just imagine at the pearly gates.
Yeah.
So, Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell, dead at 76. And I want to clear something up. Yesterday, we were talking about Harmon Killebrew, and you said that Brooks Robinson robbed Harmon Killebrew a lot, and I said, well, he was also robbed by Reggie Jackson. Kind of looked into it, trying to remember what was happening with Harmon Killebrew. He made several bad investments.
Yes, he did.
In the 1980s. One of them was his auto dealership that he had out west. He borrowed money from Reggie Jackson, along with several banks and Calvin Griffith, and his business ventures weren't going well. He couldn't pay them back. So Reggie and Harmon had to go to court to decide how Harmon was going to pay Reggie back. And I think they agreed on some kind of a payment schedule or something like that. So I think they worked it out. But Reggie never did really rob anything from Harmon.
No.
Harmon just took out a loan from Reggie. And I think some of that loan was in Reggie bars. He can sell them at his car dealership.
Sell them at the dealership. They were selling better than the cars, yeah. Unfortunately.
Harmon was such a nice guy. Nice guys do not do well in business.
No.
It just seems to happen. It's really tough to do well. You got to be cutthroat, and that certainly was not the very nice and affable Harmon Killebrew. So I just wanted to sort that out from yesterday. Today, Tuesday, May 19th, 140th day of the year, 226 left to go, 1536. We had some beheadings. One of note for sure, Anne Boleyn, wife, the actual second wife of King Henry VIII. Beheaded on this date. Tower of London, charges of adultery, incest, and treason. Must have been high treason.
I would hope so, if it's beheading.
So back in 1536, you would get beheaded. Now, if you're accused of those things, what, do you get a reality show?
Most likely.
So that was 1536. 1588, the Spanish Armada set sail from Lisbon, bound for England. You know what happened there. They got blown out of the water.
They did.
By the Royal Navy, 1588.
You didn't mess with the Royal Navy.
Were you paying attention that day in history class about the Spanish Armada, 1588?
Might have been sleeping.
1884.
Uh-oh.
Ringling Brothers opened their first circus. Enter the Clowns.
Yep.
The Ringmaster show. And the whole... 1884, 1912, you just can't make this up. The American League president's name was Ban Johnson, B-A-N, Ban Johnson. He tells the Detroit Tigers if they continue to protest Ty Cobb's suspension, they'll be banned from baseball.
Wow.
The guy's first name was Ban, and he had the power to ban people. That would have been like an AWA if it would have been not Wally, but... Fine and Suspension Carbo.
Right.
If that would have been his first name, it would have been so fitting. I mean, you can't even make that up.
No, you can't.
Ban Johnson. Ban Giamatti.
They're just,
Pete Rose, why not?
There's very few bands that I've ever met.
It's short for Bancroft, by the way.
FYI, okay.
Bancroft. And anybody out there who is right now with child, if you name your child... I suppose it could be a boy or a girl, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If you name it Bancroft, we'll give you $20 in deals on Radio Bucks.
And a Slim Jim.
To be used before the end of the month
I'll throw
DealsOnRadio.com. So that was 1912. 1958.
The governments of Canada and the United States acknowledged the indivisibility of North American air defense with the creation of NORAD. The mission of NORAD is to maintain an integrated defense of the North American continent against aerospace attack.
And most importantly now, they track Santa.
Santa.
That's basically their main, that's what most people know them for. They know NORAD more, not that they've got a protective umbrella over North America, the continent of North America, the protective umbrella. They tell us where Santa is every year.
December 24th.
So that was NORAD. Coming to effect, U.S. and Canada, getting things going there. That was in 58, also 58.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night.
The great Bobby Darin and Splish Splash, 1958, his song, Splish Splash, released. It was the first 8-track master recording. They used 8 tracks to record this, to include the sound effects and everything. You needed 8 tracks. 2 of the tracks ended up falling into the tub, so they ended up with 6. Because magnetic tape does not do well underwater, as you know, Neil. And it was pressed to a plastic 45 RPM disc. That was also something that was revolutionary there for Bobby Darin. 1960, Alan Freed and 8 other DJs accused of taking radio payola. Neil, have you ever been offered money to play a song and break it on the airwaves?
Directly? Not directly.
Let's just say back in the 50s, DJs wielded some power.
They did.
They could make or break you when it came to being a star. Now, what's his name? Dick Clark was also suspected in the whole payola thing, but he was questioned. They had congressional hearings on this.
I bet.
And he was questioned. He testified, and he came out looking rosy. And Alan Freed and a number of other DJs basically saw their career ruined.
Yep.
As a result of
payola.
1973.
I'll give you a daisy, a daisy.
You remember this Judd Strunk classic?
I do.
It climbed all the way to number 14 on the pop charts. It was also a country hit.
Yes.
1973, I'll give you a daisy.
He had more than one hit, though. He was right. He had a couple.
That was kind of his big one.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a daisy a day, especially if you're allergic of said daisy. That was in 73, 74.
Sure, Sir Isaac Newton unraveled the mysteries of gravity. But could he have unraveled the mysteries of Rubik's Cube? 3 weeks ago, Judge Smith retired.
It's our invention of the day. Erno Rubik invented the puzzle that would later be known as the Rubik's Cube. Became a sensation, Neil.
I hated that thing.
Didn't have the patience. It just went on and on and on and on. Could never do it. 1974, 75. Elton John, this date, released his 1975 album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Neil, who's Captain Fantastic?
Album.
Who's Captain Fantastic?
I don't know. They had a picture of him. Well, looked a lot like Elton.
It was Elton. Yeah. And who was the Brown Dirt Cowboy?
Bernie Taupin.
It was those two
co-writer.
Guys. Yeah, it's basically kind of a story about their beginnings. And the funny thing is, this is the only single they released off that album. This was the only single. Someone saved my life tonight.
Yeah. We had the album for sure.
Now, what's significant about this album for Elton John was released in the U.S. First album ever to be certified a million seller before it went on sale. I don't know how that happens.
Wow.
Advanced copies, maybe?
Columbia House must
advanced
have bought them.
Advanced orders. Everybody was ordering in advance for curbside pickup of Captain Fantastic
That's
and
crazy.
The Brown Dirt Cowboy in 77.
At last, a warm, sensitive, touching story about the close personal relationship between a man and a woman, between a trucker and his dog.
Fred, I'm so damn tired of picking you up. I got to Fred.
Between a father.
No way.
And his son.
No way that you could come from my loins.
And how they all took to the road one day.
Smokey and the Bandits. Release this date premieres. Jackie Gleason, Sally Field. Don't forget about Jerry Reed.
Yep.
In there as well, along with Burt Reynolds. That was 77.
Song.
We got every color. We got every shade. We're located next
We're just
door.
Loaded with music today. It's just
I guess.
Unbelievable.
We got every fabric that was ever made. But I'm known in this city as the king of suede.
One of my favorite Weird Al songs. I wore out his Weird Al in 3D album.
This is good.
Which I ironically got from the Columbia Record and Tape Club.
Very nice.
So this song hits number 62 on the charts this date. Climbed all the way to 62.
It's a big hit.
But it was much higher on the Dr. Demento
rankings,
no doubt about that. In 88.
In the 1970s, Carlos later developed one of the largest drug transportation systems in South America, pioneering the use of airplanes to smuggle more than 18 tons of cocaine into the United States.
18 tons. Carlos Leder Rivas. He was known as the Colombian Rambo, Neil.
That is quite a bit.
In Jacksonville, Florida, he was convicted of smuggling more than 3 tons of cocaine, 18 total, going all the back to the 70s. But this particular case, it was 3 tons. And he was a co-founder of the Medellin drug cartel. There's only two people that could take down a drug dealer like that. And, of course, that's Crockett and Tubbs.
Well,
those are the only two guys that would have had the wherewithal to do so. How about 92?
The seductive teenager says she had a steamy romance with Mary Jo Buttafuoco's husband, Joey, a man old enough to be her father.
What a slime ball.
He was the 36-year-old owner of the local auto body shop. She was a 16-year-old high school student when she says the affair began.
And this is the day that Amy Fisher shot and wounded and disfigured Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Crazy.
1992, she was the Long Island Lolita. There were, 15 made-for-TV movies?
There were several.
Every channel had one. They had to get in on it because this was kind of the beginning of the whole... Everybody had just had an insatiable appetite for these kind of stories in the 90s. Let them begin.
Right.
Amy Fisher, Buttafuoco, OJ, Kerrigan Harding, Monica Lewinsky, all that stuff. Still yet to come.
What about...
In the 1990s.
I just saw... There's a movie coming out about the...
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yes, the Bobbitt.
Yeah. John Wayne Bobbitt, yes. Mm-hmm. Ripped from the headlines.
You can tell my arms to go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor.
Did somebody say mullet earlier this morning?
Yes.
There was a time this was the best mullet going. He came out of nowhere.
He did.
Didn't he? Billy Ray Cyrus released Some Gave All on this date. His debut album was Album of the Year, 1993. And you know, when you have meteoric rise and success like Billy Ray Cyrus, there's going to be some backlash.
Oh, and for sure.
He got some. Most notably from Travis Tritt, as I recall. Hey, Travis, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. When he was grabbing his award. For Album of the Year, 1993, Some Gave All's 92, and it was released. It took the world by storm.
Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I sense much fear in you.
The boy is dangerous. They all sense it. Why can't you?
Fear is the path to the dark side.
Did you know that?
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
And suffering leads to eating all the ice cream and a whole pizza. All right, so Star Wars Episode I, Phantom Menace, released on this date. And now to give us a full plot review on the story of the Phantom Menace, Neil Freeman.
Huh? Oh, what was that?
1999.
Yeah. New record. You got me there.
It was a movie that set the record for opening day sales, $28.5 million. And then 2 years ago.
I, Harry, take you, Meghan.
I, Harry, take you, Meghan.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have and to hold.
Oh, the disappointment on Prince Charles is he's in this picture. Prince Charles is right there. He can just see
not
the disappointment.
Pleased.
No, he didn't. He doesn't want his son to marry some American actress.
In sickness.
Well, she's kind of cute.
Well, she is, yes. But I mean, as far as the royal family, they have high standards.
Right.
To love and to cherish.
She's technically a commoner. So that was this
date
2 years ago. Queen Elizabeth II. Granting the titles Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. I watched one royal wedding, and that was the Princess Di and Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. Once you see one royal wedding, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
And that was this day 2 years ago. We have birthdays.
Good morning. I'm David Hartman with Sandy Hill. It's August 7th. It's Monday. Good morning, Sandy.
Her name is Sandy Hill.
Mm.
Sand, that's her real name, too.
Right.
And her son was Rocky Hill and so many others. David Hartman.
He got his start on The Virginian.
He did. He was an actor before he was hosting Good Morning America, the lucrative world of morning anchoring.
Yeah, you do pretty well there.
He just could not turn it down. So he's 85. We went years without the ability to play any Hugh music. The Who.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is Pete Townshend here today. Do you pronounce the S-H? I just always say Pete Townshend.
Townshend, yeah.
Even though it's Townshend, that's how it's spelled.
He's got the windmill-style guitar playing when he gets cranked up.
And then Roger Daltrey would take the mic and...
Like a lasso,
yes,
almost.
He would lasso it and twirl it. Yeah. So 75 for him. Grace Jones, gender-bending singer, actress, supermodel, 72. Take my word. One of the bearded wonders of ZZ Top, Dusty Hill. That's him singing. Looking
good
for
stuff.
Some tush. He's 71 today for ZZ Top. They could rock.
They could.
Archie Manning, 71. The 84 Chicago Bears are still sacking him in that game against the Vikings at Soldier Field.
There was a lot. He took a pounding.
Kramer got hurt, and they hurt his knee in whatever year it was, 84, maybe 83, and they brought in Archie Manning to help fill in along with Steve Dills.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, there's nothing he could do.
No.
71, Bill Laimbeer, one of the bad boys.
Yeah.
Detroit Pistons. He was an assistant coach here with the Lynx.
Yes.
Bill Laimbeer.
Coached the Detroit team as a head coach. And yeah, he was prominently featured in the episode, that Michael Jordan thing that I watched.
He was he was better at the clothesline than some pro wrestlers.
Yes,
Bill
he was.
Laimbeer. KJ Choi is now able and eligible to play on the Champions Tour, the PGA Tour Champions, as they call it. He's 50.
Nice.
From South Korea, KJ Choi. KG.
Rebound Robinson, outlet. Picked off by Garnett. 2-on-1 with Barberry. Alley-oop for the kid of the jam. The big ticket just punched one home.
The big ticket, the kid. So you go from KJ to KG. Mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett is 40. He and Glenn Taylor have a bit of a feud going on right now.
They do. Unfortunately.
Our rapper of the day is Yo Gotti. When John Gotti was in jail, that's what all the prisoners and inmates say, Yo Gotti.
And somebody had already used that.
Yo Gotti, the rapper, is 39. And Sam Smith, do you know his collective works?
I do.
Won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're
this song may have won some awards, so you might want to become familiar with it.
I'm familiar with that.
Sam Smith. I think he's from England. He's 28. Grammy Award winner.
Gone but not forgotten. Financier and philanthropist Johns, plural, Johns Hopkins. He left large endowments that will be... they founded a university and a hospital in his name. And he was born on this day, 1795. He had a trail named after him, for crying out loud. He must have been good. Former Vietnamese Prime Minister Ho Chi Minh.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army, the Arvern Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, my goodness, genius.
Oh. Nobody could do it other than him. Robin Williams there. Ho Chi Minh, born on this day, 1890. Malcolm X, civil rights activist, 1925. Khmer Rouge leader, Pol Pot, not a good man, 1925.
So Pol Pot and Ho Chi Minh share the same birthday.
How about that? Huh. Newscaster, journalist Jim Lehrer, 1934. He was the commander of the ill-fated space shuttle Challenger. Remember Francis Scobie? Born, remember that name, 1939. And now, Peter Mayhew.
Do you care to translate what he's seeing?
What was that again?
And what he's saying?
You've seen all the movies.
You Chewbacca.
Should, you should speak Chewbacca.
He's saying, don't call me a walking carpet. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
He and Harrison Ford, pretty good together. The
we
actor
just lost
who played
him, like in the last year.
Yeah, he was a big man. Peter Mayhew was Chewbacca.
Not as big as the next one.
44. This man was large. The eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant.
Would you be kind enough? I would like to try that very attractive sport coat of yours on. Could you give me a hand with that? Is that possible?
Can we do it the other way? Can I try your coat?
You'd have no chance with that. Oh, my word. Take a look at this. Custom-made clothing. Andre, we'll start this way.
He's putting on Andre's suit coat.
I'll bet you.
Periodically.
I'll bet you. He looks like a midget.
It looks like a top coat. I can't believe it. This is unreal.
Mean Gene, he comes up to about Andre's chest.
Right.
Up to about his sternum.
Right.
Which he had trouble with. He had bruised sternums during his wrestling career, if you remember.
He was the biggest man in pro wrestling.
7'4", 3 1/4" over right. 500 pounds from Grenoble in the French Alps.
He was quite the guy. Andre the Giant, born on this day in 1946. The Ramones frontman, Joey Ramone, 1951. And OJ's wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, born on this day, 1959. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Curly Neal.
Oh, one of the great Harlem Globetrotters and dribblers of our time.
We just lost him. Here in the last few months, I think, because it was 2020 that he passed away. So
he was a magician with the basketball.
And he was the one piloting the ship that got stuck on Gilligan's Island. So it wasn't Meadowlark Lemon. It was Curly Neal.
He and Meadowlark had quite a time together, though.
He was bald one, Curly Neal was. I'm sure at one point in time he had hair.
He'd run and then slide and still dribble the whole time. And, he was amazing. Very talented.
A lot of
man.
Floor burns if you don't have your socks pulled up high enough. Curly Neal,
what year was he born?
1942.
Nice.
Now they're all gone,
but
I forgot. Let's start this Bobathon, a.k.a. a no-repeat workday Tuesday with Aaron Tippin. Kiss This.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight, Yesterday's Birthday Boy, Joey Bonsall and the Oak Ridge Boys, or Tim McGraw spending some time down on the farm.
Let's do the Oak Ridge Boys today.
Fire it up.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.